I asked Bill and Lydia how I should introduce them. You knew I'd start like that. She said, I don't know, she said, tell them that we've been friends since the womb. Which is an overstatement, but we are all friends. In case you didn't realize that what Bill was doing was imitating a limberjack. There's only one Billy Vannevar, but you can get a small imitation of Billy Vannevar up at the craft. It doesn't play the tambura, but it dances better. Bill Vannevar and Livia Drapkin.
This is a tambura, and it's from Macedonia. We're going to do a song, though, from Georgia. We stuck a little piece of paper underneath the strings here and turned this tambura into a janguri, which is the national instrument of Georgia. That's Georgia that you all know and love. That's Georgia and the Soviet Union. And the translation is, if only my lass, you and I.
If only my lad, you and I.
If only we had a common field.
If only we had a common field.
And if this field were overgrown with weeds.
And if this field were overgrown with weeds.
And if there were a wood near this field.
And if there were a wood near this field.
And if we could get into that wood.
And if we could get into that wood.
Then that field.
Then that field.
To hell with it.
I think that was from Epiros.
I think one of the songs that you heard that Steve and George played before was from Epiros, a region of Greece, which is in the central north part of the mainland. We're going to do a song all together from that region.
Yes, all together.
All together. Wait,
now.
Wait, hold on.
What you have to sing is, somebody give us a D. We don't have to help you with that at all. That's great. You have to do it at the appropriate time, however. You can't just go through life going, ah. So I'll signal you. When I go like this, start. And when I go like this, stop.
In between the fingers.
You'll know, depending on what you're doing at the time.
Right. In many countries, in many of the poorer countries, like in Greece, you'll find... You'll find people coming over to richer countries like Germany and the United States to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to send money home to their families. And I'm sure you know many people like that. in New York, all the little pizzerias are all owned by Greeks and people who have to, who work really
support
hard
their families
and support
in
their families in Greece.
We met some old people, as a matter of fact, who spoke English fluently. They were living in Crete in very small islands. They'd been in the States for their whole lives and went to sort of retire.
Yeah, and this song describes is a daughter singing to her mother and telling her to bake the ritual bread slowly, to paksamadi, in the oven, so that it will seem like her son will come home sooner if she does everything slowly and methodically.
Here's your note. Don't start yet.
Alismono ke.
Alan Stoll here?
Alan Stoll. Where?
Oh.
Alan Stoll's here. Not here.
Well, I'll do it anyway. Alan missed his cue. This song is called Mad Tom of Bedlam. It relates to a time when there were asylums that treated people more as being occupied by the forces of the supernatural rather than as having any kind of human problem. The word even Bedlam, as we know, it comes from St. Mary's of Bethlehem, just shortened to Bedlam. And, the French, as a matter of fact, used to charge, they used to rent out the inmates of such places and paint their bodies with luminescent paints and have them dance around at parties. Thank you.
town of Bedlam. 10,000 miles I travel, not more than goes on dirty toes. Just to save his shoes from gravel, and still I sing Bonnie Boys. Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonnie. They own the bear and the live by the air, and my food take no money. I went to Satan's kitchen to get me food one morning, and there I got souls piping hot, but on the spit we're turning, and still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. It's white as lightning, should all my travels guide me, and the earth would quake and the stars would shake whenever they espied me, and still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonnie, they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. Giants, and me bag along knife carries to cut mince pies from children's pies, with which I feed the fairies, and still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, the Bonnie Boys of Bonnie, they all go bare and they live by the air, and they won't come drink no money.
By Yannis Markopoulos, who is a composer, a modern composer in Greece today, who uses folklore and folk instruments in... in his composing. And he's very instrumental in... that's terrible. I'll start again.
Very instrumental.
No, he's loved especially by the students nowadays, because his songs are taken from poems and things of the past, and yet they all have double entendre, and they describe the Greek life today. But yet this song, which is about Prometheus, is the story of Prometheus, about the giant who comes down to bring the flame to the people who had never seen fire before, and instead of taking it in and using it, they chain him to the rocks of the Caucasus, and then he's followed by Tosinerka, the blacksmith, and Oklideras, the locksmith, and they chain him there, and two birds pass by, Poulaikia, and they whisper to each other, it was contemplated.
These are the national instruments of Crete, by the way. That's a lauto, and this is a lira.
You'll hear Ogigandas many times. It's the giant, Ogigandas, who is Prometheus. We met Yannis Markopoulos 2 summers ago in Crete. and in Greece, and really love him and his music, so this is really for him as well as for you.
Τα πικρά όπου φωτιά δεν είχε ο κόσμος τις βαθιές πυλιές τα λέτρι δεν κατήχε μα μια ναυγή μια Κυριακή μια κρίση μόνη μέρα αγμίσανε τα φύσερα λυτρωτικών αγιές Κατέβηκε ο γίγαντας με ένα δαδί στο χέρι Έριξε φώτα στις πυλιές και χάρηκε τα σκέρι Έλα Τα σίδερα ελιχίσαν, η γης οργώθηκε καλά και τα φυτά εκαρπίσαν. Πρωί πρωί τον πιάσανε, τον γίγαντα και πάνε στο Καυκασό έτσι μέρωνε, τρία πουλιά περνάνε Βουλιά μου διάβατα δικά τη βλέπετε στη στράτη τη κουβαλάει ο γίγαντας τη σιδερένης πλάτης Οπα Πίσω του ο κλειδαράς της μοναξιάς του τέρι Ο πιο πικρός, ο πιο σκυφτός, ο πιο σκληρός το πλάι Αυτός κρατάει τα σύνεργα και λάει μα δεν μιλάει Καρφώσανε τον γίγαντα Στο βράχο του Καυκάζου Τρία πουλάκια πέρασαν Και του λέγαν στο χάζου Κρίμα Καρφώσανε τον γίγαντα στο βράχο του Καυκάζου. Τρία πουλάκια πέρασαν και του λέγαν στο χάζου.
Song that I learned from Hazel Dickens last summer. Hooray, Hazel.
Well,
she's a wonderful songwriter.
Oops.
You can hear her.
Let's see, how are we going to work this?
Alice Gerard, a Strange Creek singer. She writes very beautiful songs.
So I can use two.
We'd like to do one of them called Don't Put Her Down, You Help Put Her There. And this is Jay Unger on fiddle, Alan Stowell on fiddle.
Yeah.
Billy Banner on guitar.
Billy Banner.
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 too.
You guys got me all flustered last time. Actual music in this country. More people are a great deal of respect. I'm listening to his music now. And that's about it.
Okay.
Abai asked me to explain to you that this is going to be on his kora. The speakers are fine. It's a rap called the Yinyamo. Abai Kampo. After intermission, Abai will be up at the Grounder record booth to see folks that want his autograph.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't speak English too much. My children and people know CV too much. But I salute people all. I come in here, I like that for come look people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'd like to thank the Fox Hollow Folk Festival for having contributed to Bai's airplane ticket to help bring him to the country. Thanks a lot to the festival.
Bai Kante will...
Okay. Things get bigger in our family, our children and the things that we put on them. And this is an example of that. It's a song we learned from somebody that we met through the beers, a man named Dave Sear. And it has to do with sharing, things of that sort. Let's see if I can get this back here. The family's name, by the way, is Dildine, as you got. This is Ginny. I'm John. That's Connie. And Scott and Debbie are about to appear.
This is a song you can help us sing now. The chorus is easy, but there is one part that gets a little more difficult as we go along.
He who hath those good peanuts and giveth his neighbor none, then he shall have none of my good peanuts when his good peanuts are gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Soft, sweet soda crackers, and giveth his neighbor none. Then he shall have none of my soft, sweet soda crackers when his soft, sweet soda crackers are gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful? Oh, won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful?
Red ripe raspberry shortcakes and giveth his neighbor none. He shall have none of my rich red ripe raspberry shortcakes when his rich red ripe raspberry shortcakes are gone.
Ooh-ha.
Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful? Oh, won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful?
I guarantee not driven to dare work pants and
giveth his neighbor none.
Plymouth Rock all 1 yard wide.
He shall have none of my
Plymouth Rock all 1 yard wide. Guarantee not driven to dare work pants when his Plymouth Rock all 1 yard wide. Guarantee not driven to dare work pants are gone. Here we go.
Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful? Won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his Plymouth Rock all 1 yard wide, guaranteed not to rip the tear, worst pants are gone.
Oh, you can't believe in guarantees, can you?
That's a specially made for the Dildine family Henry Young broom, which came.
And Yvonne Bro on the piano.
Ha ha ha! Because I was not ready yet. So I would like to tell you how much we are happy to be with you tonight and how much we are very, I cannot translate that. It's a feeling for us to be with you. It's a feeling to present to you a part of our cultural heritage. Alors, les danseurs du Saint-Laurent with Le Québécois, la ville de Québec, le Canada et c'est nous autres. Alors, on y va, les danseurs de Saint-Laurent, de la région de Québec, le panier des dames. And now from the Saguenay region.
The musical side of Michael Cooney.
Thank you. My own left. Not my own right. Just Mary Warhurst, come to information booth. Mary. Thank you. got to hide your love for me. I know you've been taking out the garbage, but try not to take it out on me. Baby. This is an old English song. It's from the Industrial Revolution. It's a desperate song. Weavers who are been forced into working for the factories and being paid not quite enough, just slowly starving. And it is always to me it's incredible to me what people will do for just a little more money. People who have all the money they ever needed. That's where so many of our ills lie. There are the scum of the earth, the people who would do the incredible things they do for just a little more money, especially the people who have millions, even. And it's always so odd that people who hold up a bank or rob a store get so many years in prison, while the people who embezzle billions and thousands more get off, because they're upstanding, dignified men. And lowest of all are the ones who do it in the government. By the way, we were having a discussion about some of the talk that you hear, you know, all the time, the words that, just incredible words, beautiful, they come up with to say nothing and make it sound important. And that whole business about trying to keep the CIA quiet and the FBI quiet so as to not jeopardize internal security. Well, we figured out what internal security is. Nixon's had his colon tied off. And that's why all that shit comes out of his mouth. Now, this song has a lot of old-time words and weaving terms in it that might be hard to understand, but don't let it bother you. Just, you'll understand the meaning in general. It's a very eloquent song and it's desperation. Een means eyes, up to my een, up to my eyes. And I think you'll get it. About some weaving terms, too. I'm a poor cotton weaver, as many a one knows. I've no teat in the house, and I've wore out me clothes. Me clogs have all broken, and stockings I've none. You'd hardly give tuppence for all I got on. You'd think it were hard to be sent in the world to starve and do best that you can. Our parish church parson kept telling us long, we'd see better times if we'd but hold our tongue. Well, I've holding me tongue till I've near lost me breath, and I think in me heart he means to starve us to death. I know he lives well with backbiting the devil, but he never picked ore in his life. Now old Bill O'Dan, he sent bailiffs one day for the shop score he owed that I couldn't pay. But he's just too late, for old Billy had bent, had sent round his cart and took in goods for Wren. They left nought but a stool that has seats for two, and on it sat Margaret and me. Now we held on 6 weeks, thinking each day worth the last. We tarried and shifted till now we're quite fast. We lived upon nettles while nettles was good, and Waterloo porridge worth the best of us food. And I'm telling you true, I can find folk now that are living no better nor me. My piece were chained off and I took it him back. I hardly durst speak, master, look it so black. He said you were overpaid last time you come. I said if I were, 'twere with weave and thout looms, and in the mind that I'm in, I'd ne'er pick o'er again, for I've woven meself to the far end. Now I come out the warehouse and left him chew that. When I thought things o'er, I was so vexed till I sweat. For to think a man works to keep him and his set all the days of their life and then die in their debt. But I'll give o'er this trade and work with a spade, or go and break stones on the road. Now Margaret declares if her'd clothes to put on, her'd go up to London to see the great man. And if things didn't alter when there had been, her says her'd begin and fight blood up to the een. Hers nought against king, but her likes a fair thing, and her says her can tell when her's heard. I'd like to thank Bruce Phillips for the use of his guitar. I'd like to thank Eric Nagler for saying it was all right, even though Bruce isn't around. Oh, here's a song I'd like you to help me sing.
Look out.
This guitar was handed down to me. There was a tree all in a bog, rare bog, rattling bog, tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, aye, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, rare bog, rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, and on that tree there was a limb, rare limb, rattling limb, limb on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, aye, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, rare bog, rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh, and on that limb there was a branch, rare branch, rattling branch, branch on the limb and the limb on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, aye, rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, rare bog, rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh, and on that branch there was a twig, rare twig, rattling twig, twig on the branch and the branch on the limb and the limb on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, aye, rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh, rare bog, rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. And on that twig there was a nest, rare nest, rattling nest, nest on the twig and the twig on the branch and the branch on the limb and the limb on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, aye, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh.
rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that nest there was a bird, rare bird, a rattling bird, bird on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, why a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that bird there was an egg, rare egg, a rattling egg, egg in the bird, and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, why a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that egg there was a bird, rare bird, a rattling bird, bird in the egg, and the egg in the bird, and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, I a rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that bird there was a feather, rare feather, rattling feather, feather on the bird, and the bird in the egg, and the egg in the bird, and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley. Oh, I a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And from that feather there came a bed, rare bed, a rattling bed, bed from the feather on the bird, and the bird in the egg, and the egg in the bird, and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, I a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And on that bed there was a maid, rare maid, a rattling maid, maid on the bed, and the bed from the feather on the bird, and the bird in the egg, and the egg in the nest, and the bird in the egg, and the nest, and the twig, and the tree, and the limb, and the branch, and the tree, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, rare the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that maid there was a man, rare man, a rattling man, man on the maid, and the maid on the bed, and the bed from the feather on the bird and the egg and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the bog down in the valley, oh. All right, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. And from that man there came a seed, rare seed, a rattling seed, seed from the man, and the man on the maid, and the maid on the bed, and the bed from the feather from the bird and the egg and the bird and the nest on the limb, tree, limb and the limbs, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree and the bog down in the valley. Oh, I the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And from that seed there came a tree, rare tree, a rattling tree, tree from the seed from the man on the maid on the bed and the feather from the bird and the egg and the bird and the nest and the twig, twig on the branch and the branch on the limb and the limb on the tree and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, I the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, a rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that, oh, forget it.
Oh, you sound nice.
You're wider awake than I am. One more song. This is a song I learned just after Fox Hollow last year. I heard it in England. It's made up by a fellow there. These guys come over here from England. They come to the festivals and stuff. First time they come, they They look around and they say, boy, are you guys ever soft. Look at that, bottoms in your tents. And they go on with this list of things, sliced bread and all that. And this is a song about the creeping middle America in Britain. It's really about all of us, but it's a nice... In Britain, there used to be the BBC, and that was all you could see, and it was all good for you. Now they have ITV, independent TV, and the ITV stations buy American soap operas and cowboy movies and stuff like that. And they're getting supermarkets over there, and they have frozen peas in little plastic packages now, things like that. And this is a song about a lot of that, and it has a lovely chorus, which I'd love to hear you sing. You really sing nice. Now, this chorus is ready-made for beautiful harmonies and counterpoint, and this is no better place for it, no better place than this. So let it all hang out. I remember the time I was driving along on the Liverpool highway, singing a song, and the day was as good as the road. It was long, I was on my way. And then up ahead, a black speck appeared, and as I drew near, it was just what I feared, doing 25 miles an hour in top gear in the outside lane. Oh dear me, glory be, one of them I could see. It was a red velvet steering wheel cover driver. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la la la. That's the chorus. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. He and his wife, they sat side by side in their safety belts. They were safely tied as together they drove through the green countryside, which they did not see. They had two dingle dangles that hung by a string from the mirror, and on the back seat was a thing that wobbled its head up and down with a singular stare at me. Up and down, side to side, keep your eyes open wide for the red velvet steering wheel cover driver. Let me hear ya. La la la, la 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 la, 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 la la la. He's got three china ducks on his sitting room wall, and a bowl of pink plastic flowers in the hall, and a souvenir ashtray he bought in Porthcawl on his holiday. And when he gets home, he'll go straight to his chair and switch on the telly, and all night he'll stare at the girls and the gunfights and wish he was there. But he's here to stay when he regrets what he didn't see. Then he will switch to ITV, because he's a red velvet steering wheel cover driver. La la la, la 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 la, 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 la. Now each Monday morning, he takes his basket to town. He goes to the supermarket. He walks up and down and thinks, oh, what a task. It's so hard to choose, 'cause there's apple sponge pudding all topped with tasty freeze, ready cut loaves, instant cake mix, and frozen peas. All of those 57 varieties fresh today, hermetically sealed, untouched by human hands. So easy, just heat the tin. Think of all the gifts you might win if you're a red velvet steering wheel cover driver. La la la, la 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 la.
time for a fling, so let's on with our glad rags. Ring-a-ding-ding-o, we're down to the hall for a good game of bingo and cups of tea. Then it's back home to bed, switch out the light, and hug our hot water bottle, sweet dreams, and sleep tight. And God save us from things that go bump in the night. And especially all those dreams of the day when our own children will say, me dad's a red velvet steering wheel covered driver. La la la.
As everybody else's. Leon Redbone.
Getting kind of chilly out here. The key is C. If it isn't anything else, it's C. The key, this is a song. It fits with the key. I'll get it in a moment. Sounds like a song I know.
How does it go?
How does it, it goes like this. If your pipe runs off with the Iceman, and if the Undertaker dies on you, you got nobody to bury you. Well, don't let it worry you. Don't let it bother you when things go wrong. If you glum, just hum a song. Good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble. Never grumble. Count from 1 to 10. You don't frown as a smile upside down. Turn and frown upside down and smile and sing. La di babi o pretty bobo. Don't let it bother you if the skies are gray. Learn to grin, take it on a chin. Everything will be okay. Bitty bobo, zitty bitty bobo, di o bob di di bop petty a. Say bop a doo, di bop bitty a bop di di bop petty a bop a bop. Song by Jimmy Rogers, same key. Years and years I ramble, drank my wine and gambled. One day I thought I would settle down. I met a perfect lady. She said she'd be my baby. We built a cottage in that old hometown. Somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and kind and wild, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy. Sometimes I meet a bounder who knew me when I was around her. He grabs my hand and says, boy, have a drink. We go to the pool room, get in the gang and that soon. Daylight comes before I've had a wing. Somehow I can't forget my good old
railroad trains are calling me away. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and coward, but I can't give up my good old runway. Yodely, yo.
This is another song by Jimmy Rogers, recorded in 1933, the year that he died in. This was recording his last session. It's called Mississippi River Blues.
The Mississippi River Blues. Oh, you Mississippi River, where your water's so deep and wide. All my thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left the sea. All you muddy waters keep on calling me. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging round again someday. Cause I know that's the only way to lose. A Mississippi River blues. A Mississippi River blues. I've often written on your bosom, Memphis down to New Orleans, leaning over muddy waters, flowing through familiar scenes. And when I hear the whistle of an old steamboat down the Mississippi River, again I'm going to flow. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging round again someday. Cause I know that's the only way to lose that mean old Mississippi River blues. The Mississippi River.
Thank you.